Being from Derry is a very specific thing. When you travel around the world, you recognise how important culture is in Derry. Growing up there, there was so much music going on around us. There was art. The people there are full of energy for creativity and imagination. And so it's impossible to have grown up there and not felt steeped in what Derry is full of. When you leave Derry, Derry doesn't leave you. You are a Derry man wherever you travel in the world, and so it influences you see, like that. I'm really proud of it, and so everywhere I go, I talk about Derry. It's always going to be my home, whether I live there or not. So it does, of course, influence everything you do. I think it's absolutely magical. I mean, it is the city of culture now. For it to be recognised, for our town to be recognised the way it has been already, to have had a light shone on it is fantastic. I love when I look in the paper and I see pictures of Derry, and I'm halfway around the world, be it on an online site reporting news about City of Culture or a TV show. You know, it's just such a thrilling thing, really, to see it being given an international stage now. Oh, I can't wait. We're just so excited about it. You know, I mean, Gary's family are all from Derry as well. We were actually in Derry recently together, and really excited to be able to play back home. It'll be my first gig back home in a long time. Very special. I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. A few sisters are flying back, and my mum's going to be there. So, yeah, it's going to be great. I was actually over last week back home in Derry, and I had a walk around the Everington site. The Peace Bridge has given Derry such a beautiful link, both sides. It's opened up the city completely. It's just beautiful. I mean, it's just incredible what the people there have done, and I'm really proud of them and of it.